Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good afternoon.
Long Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I have as my guest today Noelle Gentile, who is the director and creator of a show called On Her Shoulders. And hi, Noelle. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on today.
Can you tell the audience a little bit about what On Her Shoulders is all about?
Absolutely. On Her Shoulders is a multimedia theater piece that was devised from a workshop with 9 local veteran women and is performed by Capital District high school age girls. And the piece ranges on topics from that female veterans deal with from homelessness to sort of feeling disconnected when they return home to military pride to military sexual trauma. And it sort of takes the viewers into the lives of these women.
What made you decide to create this play?
Well, I was exposed to some work through Workforce Development Institute, which is a nonprofit organization that has a program called Unseen America. It's part of their Art of Labor program, and they give voice to marginalized communities, and one of the communities they work with is veterans, female veterans in particular. And this is sort of the culmination of my, I guess, dream or life's work is to take a social issue of the community and pair it with young people and sort of empower both the community members and the young people involved in telling the stories.
Now, for the young people that are going to be performing these, do you feel that their lives have changed in any way?
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting because it began as sort of an exploration of military and coming home. But I think a large thing that resonated with the girls was just sort of this sense of female empowerment. I think they were really struck by the strength of the women and what the women had endured, both in their personal lives and their lives as service women. And I saw a shift in the girls in that sense. I think it gave them a very different perspective than they would have had otherwise.
How did you become involved in wanting to do this? Do you work at the VA, or what's your involvement?
I do not. My primary background is as a theater artist. I've worked as a theater artist educator for the last decade in New York City and here. Recently moving back to the Albany area. And so this is sort of the foundation of my work is giving voice to marginalized communities and just myself becoming more aware of some of the struggles that female veterans endure. And, you know, it was a community that I didn't know that much about before doing this project, and the women were gracious enough to sort of let us in, give us a window into their community, and it's definitely impacted me in a large way as well.
Now, all of the women that did write the stories, is there a group or that they all know each other?
Well, it's funny. A group formed as a result of this, but they came from all different places. We did a big outreach to get women, and so some of them knew each other and some of them didn't. And actually, you bring up another interesting thing that came as a result of this. Suzanne Rancourt, who was one of the veterans who shared her experiences, secured a grant with Jane Weber, who works at the VA, a Poets and Writers grant, to do a follow-up workshop to talk about how, you know, the experience of having their lives shared in a forum of theater changed their lives, and if it did, and in what ways, and just as a way for the women to sort of, like, reconnect with one another after the experience.
It had to be pretty emotional for these, for the women who wrote these, to watch their trauma being acted out like that.
It was incredibly emotional for everyone, for all of us, I think. You know, for the women in particular, it's a really, it's one thing to share your experience in a safe room with, you know, in a workshop where you're starting to develop a sense of community, and it's a totally other thing to have it shared in a public space. And some of the experiences that the women shared, it was the first time they had ever shared these experiences publicly. So I think, it was an emotional experience. It was probably in some cases a terrifying experience, and hopefully ultimately an empowering experience for the women.
Now, you know, I know Senator Gillibrand has become a vocal advocate of women who have been raped and so forth. What percentage of women who enter any branch of the service, what percentage of them are physically or emotionally violated?
You know, that is not a statistic I have off the top of my head. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't answer that question.
Okay. Now, since you're dealing with women, I'm sure that you have encountered some male veterans also. Do you think the transition from military back to civilian life is more difficult for a woman than it is a man?
Well, the one thing that I've heard echoed from the women is that there are fewer women in the military. So, you know, when they come home, I think there's a greater sense of isolation because there are less of them. And, you know, in the past, and, you know, this very well may be changing, you know, the Stratton VA in Albany now has an entire wing dedicated to the female veterans. But I think in the past, women had a hard time connecting or networking with one another to find that support. So that, I think, would be a main difference.
Now, your show is going to be aired. Is this the premiere of your show?
No, the show has premiered in May of this year at Steamer 10 Theater. We had two sold-out audiences for it. And this weekend on Saturday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the VA, we have a performance, which there are still tickets available for. And then on Monday the 11th, we are sold out at Steamer 10, and that's the performance where the local news anchor, Benita Zahn, will be portraying one of the women's stories, who is a homeless veteran who lives at the Guardian House.
Now, your show is going to be Saturday at the VA. And you still have tickets left for that show?
Yes, we do.
Okay. But Monday's show is sold out.
Correct.
If both shows are sold out, do you think you'll do some more performances in the Capital District?
We would love to have more performances in the Capital District and beyond. And, you know, we're working on sort of a DVD of the performance experience and the behind the scenes to sort of get the word out about the work that we're doing, so that hopefully we could secure further funding and have performances within Albany, but then in other places as well.
So are you promoting this so that it gets people beyond the Capital District? I'm sure there's people in New York City that know about this, right?
We've used social media and to sort of promote about the show, but I think most likely after this run, we'll do more of a push to get the word out beyond the Capital District about the work.
Now, if anybody wants to help you, wants to get tickets, or would be interested in learning more about, you know, the female veterans, how would they contact you or your organization?
Sure. The organization to contact is Workforce Development Institute. They are the ones who are presenting this play, and the funding for the play has come through them. And the number there is 518-272-3500. And my extension is 102 in regards to tickets for this week's performance or any tickets, any questions regarding On Her Shoulders.
Now, do you have a website?
Workforce Development Institute has a website.
Okay. And are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I am on Facebook.
Okay. Great. Now, in the last few minutes, do you have I neglected to ask anything, or is there anything else about the performance that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. I'll talk about two pieces that I feel are really important. One is just using the arts as a way to sort of empower people and raise awareness about what is happening within our own communities. And this format and this structure of having an intergenerational community formed has proved to be really powerful and something that I hope to continue to do in my career and encourage people to think about in funding programs like this, because it's really important, and the impact it has on the young people is also a really important piece to this. And the other point that I want to make really quickly is that it is a multimedia piece. So there is projection in the performance, and so you will actually see video interviews with the women, which is one of my favorite parts of the show, just sort of getting to hear the women in their own voices talk.
Now, I know from reading and watching TV that when a veteran comes back with problems, they're overlooked by the overall population.
Yeah.
Do you think that your show will help alleviate that problem?
I do, and that is a main intention of our work, was to create an environment and create a piece where people are able to just really empathize and make human connections with the veterans. I think sometimes things become polarized, and our main purpose was to show the stories of the veterans in a non-political way, in a way that everybody could find their way into the stories and relate to the experiences of the women, because regardless of our experiences, at the end of the day, we all experience similar human emotions, and to sort of make that connection between audience and the veteran community. And I have seen that happen just from stories and things that I've heard from people who experienced the show. It sort of created a shift in them, and they were able to go into the space with an open mind. And from my viewpoint, there's no way that you can walk away from hearing these stories from these very powerful women and not feel very connected and inspired by them as people.
Now, Noelle, let's tell our listeners again where Saturday's show will be and how they can get tickets.
Absolutely. Saturday's show is at 6 p.m. at the Stratton VA on Holland Avenue. It's in the third floor auditorium. And tickets are free for veterans, and they are $10 for non-veteran suggested donation, and the donations go to the Women's Wellness Center at the VA. And you can call 518-272-3500, extension 102 for tickets.
Thank you. This is I've had an interview today with Noelle Gentile. I'm Cynthia Pooler from Focus on Albany. Have a great day, everybody. And I hope everybody can see this show. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.